Okay, hello everybody. Okay, so we're starting supposedly a new Sugya, even though it's not really a new Sugya, because in Yavamis there's no such thing as a new Sugya. That's how Yavamis is. But at least we're starting from a new Gemara. So we wanted to start on Daf Tes. All right, we're skipping a lot in the middle, but okay. So let's read the Gemara. It's a little piece of Gemara. So the Gemara is on the Testament aisle from the bottom. So he says, I'm going to lay me the Rebbe. I think that's where the Gemara starts. So Levi asks Rebbe, the Mishnah should have mentioned another case, another Erebo. So this is always obviously a shaydos lashon hara. What kind of funny expression this is, right? That's the Chafetz Chaim talks about it. Why he? It doesn't sound like a nice way of talking, but okay, that's not for now. Right, the Chafetz Chaim gives some answer, I believe. Okay, so that if your mother, your father was not married to your mother, but he was ma'anes your mother. Right? Rashi says, Imo Anusas Ovid. You know, since your father never married her, so your brother was allowed to marry her. So your Ochem would marry her, Afikain, who makes below Bonin. The Yibo. Right? I don't know what Rashi had mean, the Chadish, but okay. So that this woman fell to her son because she was married to the brother, because it wasn't an Eishes Ochet. With only Anusas Aviv. Anusas Aviv, he's acquired this day as Mutter. He says, you should have mentioned that case. Anusas Aviv, oh, another Tirashi says, Kamineo, Rabbi Yehuda Oser Banusas Aviv. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda, him nothing if they've been all the evil. Because you can never have a case, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, she could have never married the brother because it's an erva. Anusas Aviv is also Ein Kedushin Taisim because it's the same. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Anusas Aviv is the same as Eishes Aviv, I think. I don't know why that word about Anusa is
Why it
extra.
says Anusas Aviv, not Mefata?
What? I can't hear you.
Do we know why it says Anusas Aviv as opposed to Mefata? Or
I
it wouldn't make a difference, right?
do not know. Is it within the same achleik
Why
as
would
my
it be
Mefata?
different?
The Gemara says before, just looking at the Gemara before, I know say all the Anusas Aviv. So it's clear in the Gemara before that the Machlokes is by both. Right? That's on Daf Dalet. They argue by both. So the Chayre, it's exactly the same thing. So they picked one case, but it's Puadin. Apparently, it's the same thing. I'm pretty sure. So they're going to be saying, okay. So that's really not really relevant for us. It's just the line that we wanted that. So even though it could be that the majority opinion, I'm not sure that the way we paskin, that you have the little gimel, is that we paskin that you're allowed to marry Anusas Aviv. That seems to be the focus here. The question was that we pass Anusas Aviv is mutter. that you should have, the Mishnah should have written anusas of it. There it says, since there is a daya that says not so. So even though if we pass, you're not like that daya, but the plukta lo kamari. Crack the Gemara. But oh, you're going to tell me that we don't, the Mishnah doesn't go with anything with a plukta. Right, Isser mitzvah, Isser kedusha, the pligi, Rabbi Akira, but the Tani, the Perikin, the Katani, start, stop. So what is this, Kasha? That there's a different plukta that our Mishnah mentions. The Perikin, the Kam reading. Okay, so let's see Rashi. Isser mitzvah, Isser kedusha, the Kam and Perikin, Tafchav.
That's the second perk.
Right. That's our Mishnah. Isser mitzvah. He goes, she is with every siphon. Came before us to contract base. Oh, Isser Kedusha. He goes, you know, in the front of Mamzeres, on the scene of Sheba Lav. So if it's an Isser Lav. So really the truth is Rashi is a little bit misleading because by Chai Velavim, the Gemara comes out later, you can even do Yibum. You can even do Yibum because that's a Dachalosa thing. It's only Midirabana and you can't do Yibum because there will be a Shina to be a Shnia. But Rashi is true. Choses the other Mister Lav the Lokores Lafuke Yibum the Gamri. So according to the Maskanas, can't even Lafuke Yibum at all. You know the word the Gamri is a okay. Choses the other Mister Lav Lokores Lafuke Yibum the Gamri. Right, that's a funny word Yibum the Gamri.
Funny word, but at some or just because it's wrong, because of what it's inaccurate.
Wrong because we don't want to get off on too many wild tangents, but besides that, it's wrong because it can't be la fuke yibum at all. But it's mislead. It's let's say we have chai ve'lav v'asei. So chai ve'lav v'asei. There is no Yibum, but there's still Chalitza. There's no Yibum because of Osi Esi, the Dachi Losa Sevasei, but there's still Chalitza. So there's we know, since all you people learned your Vamis once, we know that there is this most famous Parshas Drachim that has the Chakira, that by Chai Ve'lam Vasei, is there if you do Yibum, are you over in Isserei Shesach? So, assuming that there's an Isser Eish Esach, Shad is, it is Lafuke Yibum Legamre. It's just that even though it's Lafuke Yibum Legamre, there's still Chalitza. Right? And the Tzad that if you do Yibum, you're over an Eish Esach, that means that the Mitzvah Yibum is totally off. And even though, but Chalitza is a separate Mitzvah. The Mitzvah Chalitza and the mitzvahs yibum are two separate mitzvahs.
I think it's a special riboy.
But the special riboy is that even though the in other words, that's pashtus the I don't want to say that you know we have to learn much more to know what the hitzchakira, but the tzad what the two stodim are very unclear, but the tzad that it's in, there's an iser eishes och if you do yibum means that that there's no mitzvahs yibum. The fact that Ein Esei Dechelos Esei Vasei makes that there's an absolutely zero Mitzvah Yibum, but there's a Mitzvah Chitzel separate from Mitzvah Yibum. So what Rashi should have said, even if, besides the fact that he's not being right, because it's really only Midrabanan, I mean, you can't do Yibum, he should have said, below Mitzvah Vechosis, because even if it would be Rafuke Yibum Ligamri, Chalitza is not totally on the mitzvah yibum.
But isn't it worth
it? Could be just contrasting it to Rabbi. It could be just contrasting it to Rabbi Akiva.
You learn that sound of Parashat Drachim what it sounds he seems to be holding, that we learn out from the Reboy, like Shmuel said, that even though you're totally potter from Mitzvah's Yibum, but there's no Chalitza, it's a separate Mitzvah. And therefore, I don't care that you're an Afuke Legami from Mitzvah's Yibum, since it's not Kares, there's still a Mitzvah's Chalitza. So Rashi's saying that that there's Choletzes, because it can't be an Afuke Yibum Legami, is a very, you know,
the next word is even worse. No, the next word
it could be.
It says the loy misyabem as the loy asurale.
What
the ha asura? That's not true. The next word he says the reason that you can't do it. He's not saying asur drabbanan. He means alav. That's just straight out checking.
Yeah, so I'm saying there's two things strong, funny about Rashi. One is because it's only midrabbanan. Is it right? So you could do yibum. So of course it's not olam lav lafuke. Yibo,
no, but I think the words are not true.
So that's
those words
one problem. Okay, but even beginning about that problem, even if Lu Yitzur, we would say that for some reason you can't, it is Lafuke Yibum. Rashi is, in other words, Rashi is working in the Havamina face that the Gemara thought that it's Lafuke Yibum. When the Gemara in the Havamina and Dafchav, the Mishnah says that Chayve Lavin don't have Yibum. So the Gemara in the beginning thought that because it's after the Kaim Shneyem, because you can do Chalitza, so we don't say Asay Dai Chalal, say whatever the Gemara, that they have a
Drush. Well, Amarav was Darshani Apasik.
What?
Amarav Gidl Amarav was the Havamina of the Gemara.
Darshani Apasik. So Rashi Pashas is going with the Havamina, that the Gemara, they're not, in other words, the Maskana is that it's not Lafuka Yibam at all. It's only Midrabbanan. So Rashi is going in the Havamina. Okay, so that's how, but so
maybe Rashi
is allowed to go in the Havamina. But I'm saying, but even in the Havamina, Pasha the Pshat, at least according to one side of the Pasha's Drachim, is not that you're not other Lafuke, the Yibam, the Gamre. No, you could be, you are, even if you would be other Lafuke, Yibam, the Gamre, you still don't bother from Chalitza. So
it's maybe Rashi is just setting it up for Rabbi Akiva. And Rashi Inuch Nani agrees with Rabbi. Of course he wouldn't say that, but he's setting it up for Rabbi Akiva that it's Olam on the other side, because he's trying to show how that this is not as strong, and Rabbi Akiva holds that Lav itself is that strong. He's not trying to explain the whole Gansa Shas over here. He's just trying to set up, is a Lav strong enough or not strong enough? Of course Rabbi Akiva is strong enough. Over here, he's not strong enough.
I don't know. I'm not ready to accept that. Rashi's speaking in where he's speaking. He's not speaking, he'll get to a Pligar Akiva. He's speaking in the Rabbanan. He's saying the Rabbanan hold that Olam Isser Lav Lafuka Yibun Gamri. So our problem is that, at least according to one side of the Parashat Drachim, even if it is Lafuka Yibun Gamri, let's say we're dashing from the Kra, like Rabbi Meltzer said, we're dashing from a Pasik, that there's no Yibum. So the Yibum could be Lafuka Gamri. It could be this Mamish. There's no Yibum. There's a Drasha. There's no Yibum. Yibum's totally out. There's an Eishes Och. But how about Bikain? There's still Chalitza. So Rashi's Loshen. Okay.
Is there a Reboy for Alav? The problem is
you'll have 50 million Rayas in each side of the Parashat Drachim. So I'm not really, you know, going to start taking notes and how many Rayas we have to each side. But this Rashi.
Is Taka Reboy for Alav? Rebbe saying there is Taka Reboy for Alav? Not just a lav, I say. Rabbi saying there is a rebuy for just a lav.
It was such a pshat, and the Mishnah and Daf Chav says the chayvei lavim don't have yibum. So the Gemara and Daf Chav wanted to know why not. So there are a few different pshatim. One pshat was because it's a drasha that they don't have yibum. Then they got another pshat because efshir dekayim shneim, and the final maskana was because it's midrabanan.
Chalitza.
Definitely was the first pshat was that there's a drasha that there's no yibum. So Rashi is clearly not working with the Gemara's maskana, because he wouldn't say that lafuka yibum the gamre. It's not, can't be lafuka yibum at all in the maskana, because Esay Daichanal says say. So he's working with one of the havamina pshatim. Either the havamina pshat was that there's a drasha that tells us a chai velavim don't have yibum. Or he's working because you don't say Esay Daichanal, say because after the guy's saying.
Chandav Chav, that Chayve Lavim Vasei, in the Havim of the Gemara, Taisus asks, why does Gemara say Bishlama on the Chalitza, right? So Taisus says, in Achanami by Chayve Lavim Vasei, right? And I said, the chalitza, if I say, the taka, there would be no chalitza. Yeah,
but that only depends on what stage. But the Gemara comes out not like that. There is chalitza. That just meant the Gemara wouldn't have asked, but
before, I don't know which step Rebbe's ready to say in the Habamina, but before the drasha, often our Taisva says, before we brought that in, there's no ain davar kazeh. If you knock us, ain I say,
I don't think that's a real Habamina there. That's just the Gemara is working through the steps.
So before the Gemara brought the drasha, Taisva says clearly, offensively, he cannot hear that you could understand chalitza. So if ain I say doy chalitza say vase before any psukim, Tosis offensively saying he cannot hear in a million years.
But we're by chayve lavim, not lavim.
Worse, I'm saying chayve lavim. Once it's
not chayve lavim, should have yibum. Doesn't have yibum because of the drasha.
So okay, for the drasha. Okay, Rabbi said
that tells you that there's no chalit yibum. Tells us there is chalitza. It's the same drasha. I'm pretty sure.
I think Rashi's saying it's usrulay because of Gezer Birushin out to be a Shnia. That's because of the Isser.
What's Pshat in that drasha? The drasha says there's no Yibum, but Afal Pekan there's Chalitza. So saying at least according to one side of the Parsha Drachim, the drasha is saying that Chalitza and Yibum are two separate mitzvahs.
Why does Rebbe feel it's not so geferlich for Rashi not to be going Lamaskana on the most Yesodistic blot in Yavamis?
Because Rashi some very often doesn't go in the Maskana. I don't know. That's also funny. I agree.
Rashi in Sanhedrin does go with the Maskana of the Gemara, though.
It's funny that Rashi is not going in the Maskana. Okay, it is funny. But I'm saying that's not my biggest problem. I'm saying two things. One is it's a little funny that Rashi is going in a Havamina. And two, I'm pretty sure
Rav Nachum picks up on this. I think I glanced. Rav Nachum picks up on this diak over here. Okay.
I don't know. I didn't look at all. And two, I'm saying I think it's Rashi to say that this lashon that is la fuka yibam legamre, that the pashas is not like one side of the Parshas Drachim, because the Parshas Drachim says one side at least that it is la fuka yibam legamre. And that's why there's an Isser Eshesach. But there's still this Chalitza.
Is there Chalitza? What if there's an Isser Eshesach and is there Kores here?
Yes.
Why is there Chalitza? Rebbe said because there's no Kores.
Two stadim of the Parshas Drachim. The Parshas Drachim has two stadim, whether or not there's Kores by Chai Ve'lavim Vasei. Chai Ve'lavim Vasei, because that's where Halacha and Amaisa, there's no Yibo. So when Chai Ve'lava say we're halacha, he's talking in the Maskana. Chai Ve'lava say Mitaraisa don't have Yibum. So what happens in Bolo? Are you over in Isser Eshesach? So one side is that there's no Eshesach, because if there's Chalitza, there can't be an Eshesach. And the other side is that Chalitza and Eshesach can coexist. So that's his Parshas Drachim Chakira. That's the most famous Chakira in all Yavamis. Even more famous than Eshesach Nayin Erva, you know. That's the most famous Marim Makom in all Yavamis. Eventually, we'll have to read it inside. The Parshas Drachim is the Mishnah Lemelech. He wrote a Sefer on Chumash, and they quoted from the Parshas Drachim. It's really not in the Parshas Drachim either. It's in the back of the Parshas Drachim. It's on his Hagos on the Sefer on Mitzvahs of the Rambam.
Say it again, the Chakir, one more time, Rebbe. Say it again. What were the two stadium in the Parshas Drachim?
Everyone wants to see it. It's in the back of the Shapsi Franco Sefer HaMitzvahs. They have Haggais from the Mishnah and the Melech on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, so it's there on the Mitzvah of Yibum. Anyway, he has a Chakira that Halacha Lamaisa, we Paskin, Chai Ve'lav and Vasei, don't have Yibum, be Deraisa. Because ain essay doichalosei vasei, and also it could be there's a pasuk, but in the ma'aseh it has chalitza, also could be from a pasuk, because yesh lecha yivama achas she'oyle chalitza api she'no leyibum. We learn from a pasuk that there's chalitza, so the parashat drachim has a suffix. Is what would happen if you have beer with her? Are you over in Isser Eshesach? Do we say that, listen, since there's no mitzvah yibum, because so then there's an eishes ach. What's to take off the eishes ach? Normally,
and there would be chorus.
Is the mitzvah yibum. There is,
and no, there would be chorus. There would be chorus.
There would be chorus. That's his first. The other side is that since the Torah said there's chalitza, by definition, that's a simin or a siba, whatever. Not clear. That we have to read him, but that's an indication. Pashup shot's a simin, but it's very unclear what he means. That the fact that there's chalitza is an indication that there's no iser eshesach. If you can't have chalitza, you can't have zika when there's an eshesach. So if the Torah said there's chalitza, there can't be an eshesach. That was superficial.
Wait a second.
So I'm saying the one side was that chalitza, you could have chalitza even though there's an eshesach. That means that side, I'm pretty sure, is the Farish and the Parashat Drachim. That side holds that the mitzvah's chalitza is a separate mitzvah, not because of the mitzvah's yibum. The two separate mitzvahs. When a woman falls, your brother dies, that's in the shaitas. If the Torah makes a zika, it's a zika because the Torah wants yibum. Now the Torah wants yibum, the Torah makes a zika, and therefore you do chalitza to take off the zika. Or no, the zika is there even if we don't want yibum. So that's what one side of these are the parashat drachim is saying, that the bond between the husband and the dead brother and his wife is not because we want yibum. We don't want yibum. You can't do yibum. It's an iser eshesach if you do yibum. But afal pi kein, there's a bond because the marriage carries over. The bond is not just because the bond is a way for the Torah to get the mitzvah yibum. There's an automatic bond, and therefore you have to do chalitza. So that side holds that the mitzvah chalitza has nothing to do with the mitzvah yibum. It's an independent mitzvah. There's a bond between the husband and the lady, the brother and the lady, and therefore he has to do chalitza to cut the bond. The bond is not created by the mitzvah yibum.
Didn't the rush we did in the very beginning seem to imply that because there's chalitza, therefore there's no nesra of anida? Similar concept?
Because there's chalitza, there's no nesra.
One thing he says ultimately is because of Lamaisa, the he's kaina, boil kaina, that was a separate thing. But first he said because there's chalitza, so then there's no nesra by nida. I mean, that's, we use that to answer the question.
Okay. I don't remember. Could be. I don't remember clearly. Yeah, but let's go. So you're gonna bring a raya to one side of the parasha okay, from the rush, okay? Let's go weiter. I was just having fun, but let's go back to the raya. We really want to get to Tysus. So that's the Rabban. Velomis Yavemis Dor Sirilei, which is a very strange lashon. Also Dor Sirilei. Because we should say essay daichelos, I say. No one says velomis yavemis taha asurele.
Yeah, because gzer birushay not to be a shniyah, and the isser is what caused that.
Rabbanan, Rashi not working with midrash Rabbanan here. I'm sorry, I do not think so. So asurele is because then he wouldn't have to say. then of course it's chalitza. He's saying it's taha asurele pashas. He means midraisa. Pashas. So the question is why is this really? So there's a pasuk. So he should have, the pasuk tells you unless you mean because it's Efshadakayim Shneim, like that day in the Gemara. There were 3 days. So that's why it says you can't say I say Daichalos, I say. Okay, maybe. Okay. But let's go. I don't know. Upligi Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Beperikachoides, Chai Ve Lavim, Kachai Ve Krisis. So Rabbi Akiva, way Rashi quotes it, was only talking about mamzer. Because he says he become a mamzer. Rabbi Akiva, olam lav lemiftrei below klum keirva gemura. So this is also very, very unclear. We have Rabbi Akiva and Rabban argue whether you become a mamzer. Okay? Rabbi Akiva says you become a mamzer. Rabban says you don't become a mamzer. Who says that because Rabbi Akiva holds you become a mamzer, that it's also an erva to pater, to make itfisis kedushin and to make the pater zika? So that seems to be, it seems to be the Gemara just automatically assumes that.
Rabbi just said two things: there's itfisis kedushin and then erva for yibum. Rabbi just said that like so swiftly together, which is like a huge two separate points, right? That's going to be the whole Taisvis of whether that's true all of a sudden that they go together. But, you know, Itvisis Kedushin is one Shaila, how the Gemara knows it, if that's because Talia Mamzer. And then once you have that, what you do in Yibum, right?
Yes. I was trying to, you know, like the humming, you try and run through. You are right. But that's what Rashi, in other words, the Gemara on Mem Test, all it says is that's what Rashi quotes. I'm assuming Rashi is quoting accurately. Is the Mishnah is discussing their Mamzer. If you look on the Mishnah and Mem Test, Eze Mamzer, Kol Sher Besar Shubilo Yavo, Dibe Rikiva. So, and the Machlokes Tanoim is in Mamzer. We have a drasha. And it turns out from a drasha that you become a mamzer. So it doesn't say anywhere but Farish that according to Bekiva, there's no topsy for Kedushin. So somehow or another, the Gemara takes for granted.
We don't have that mamzer and Tfisis Kedushin go together?
Well, that's like, the question. Where does it? I don't know.
The Gemara has a line in a few places that it says, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Chayvi Lavin Chayvi Krisis Damum, like as a broad statement of his position.
Maybe it's just moms. You mean it's everything? You mean it's mashmat?
It's more than just moms. There.
I mean the lashon's mashmat.
Yeah, but other things.
Yeah, and all the
Rishonim somehow or another they know that. They know that, but the question is how they know that. But okay, that somehow or another they know that if Rabbi Akiva says that it's a mamzer, that means it's also the Tafsi Bo Kedushin. Apparently, they know that Tfisas Kedushin and mamzer are connected.
Okay. Did Rebbe say the possible other, that we, Rebbe's thinking that we could have a Tfisas Kedushin and yet we call the kid a mamzer?
First of all, I can hear anything. Why not? What is he? I mean, the Gemara does say that by
Nida. Because Tfisas Kedushin means that's good Kenyan.
Tfisas Kedushin, the kid's not a mamzer. So the Gemara does say that.
Rebbe's saying the other way. Rebbe's saying there could be Tfisas Kedushin and yet call the kid a mamzer.
The Gemara says that a Nida is not a mamzer because Kedushin is Typhase. So the Gemara does seem to make mamzer and Tfisas Kedushin Tali Zevizah. The Gemara says that even Anida, which is an Isser Kares, since it's Tafsi Bo Kedushin, you're not a mamzer.
Okay. If a mamzer marries a Bas Yisrael, it's Tafsi Bo Kedushin, but the kid's still a mamzer, right?
That's something else. That's for a different reason. That's because once you become a mamzer, so you yarshin it to your kids, then your genes. But the question is to become a mamzer, to start, to create the first starting of the...
There's a difference between first-generation mamzer and second-generation mamzer?
Yes, once you're a mamzer, so it continues. Okay, anyway, I don't want to get off on a tangent. So Rav Akiva holds, that's sort of the guy they're saying, that Rav Akiva holds that like Aaron Hertzberg was saying, that there's some kind of din... Rabbi Akiva holds that Chayvei Lavim is like Chayvei Krisis, Bein the Gabi Mamzer, Bein the Gabi Tfisis Kedushin. That somehow the Gemara knows. I don't know exactly how they know. But they, since, so let's just read the Rashi. Plig Yerkiv never very close, Chayvei Lav, Chayvei Krisis. Victoria Eitha, Michael Sharpeshu, Bilo, Yovo, Geshman, the Chayvei Lavim. Or Akiva, Olim Lav, the Mitra, Elo, Kulam, Kerva, Gemura. Okay, so that's three Taisis.
One second, Chavi Lavin are the same as Chavi Krisis? As far as Mamzer?
According to Rabbi Akiva, the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan is whether Chai Ve'lavim make Mamzer. That's the Mishnah.
So according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no such thing as a chol. They're all Mamzerim.
I don't know what chol.
Let me. It's chol. Chol is Chai Ve'lavim. It's Chai Ve'lavim.
Okay, I'm not. I don't know.
A kohen marries a grusha.
Okay, you're smarter than me. Let me. I'm trying to be simple. Let me. I don't know. I don't want to go. I don't know. Let's go stop. There's according to the we have a din, not a kohen. We're talking about a regular Yisrael. A regular Yisrael marries a chai ve'lavin. So according to Rabbanan, you did an avera. Kedushin is typeis, and the kid is not a mamzer. According to Rabbi Akiva, if you marry a mamzer, if you marry a chai ve'lavin, so two things happen. The kid is a mamzer. That's what the Gemara says. Beferish anda memtes, and apparently the Gemara knows that means also that kedushin is not typeis.
They go together.
They go together. And Mimeda and Rashi, or not just Rashi, the Gemara here is making a third extension. That not only is Kedusha not Taifes, but Mimeda, there's no Zika, and she's Mutter Neshuk. Okay. Frak Taisis, Akasha. Let's see Taisis. But here's the myth of Mr. Kedusha, the Pekir Akiva Rabban. The called of the Pshita Leila Shas. The Chai Vin Arakiva, Damar Ekdushin Taisim, Chai Vin Lavim, as we know, Rakiva holds Ekdushin Taisim. Lab Ne Chalitim Yibin Ninu, will Chai Vin Krisis. The Mora takes that out as a Dover Pasha. Acha Mora, Gavim Sua Daka Kushipka, Perak Mises. The Tamil Re, Amayin Ami and Amrakiva, that I say, but it's very low. In other words, to say the Kai Paship Shah, Riktavis Kasha doesn't make sense. Because I'm just being the speaking it out. Because essay doichalosa say is only at the shas when you mekayim the mitzvah, but when at the time of the tefillah you don't say essay doichalosa say. So you have to have a zika. So Tavis is asking Akasha, according to Akiva, why don't we say essay doichalosa say? So Pashup Shat. You could give a very simple answer, because in order to say essay doichalosa say, you need to be beidna, and you have to be mekayim the essay at the same second that you're doichal alav. And here, in order for the zika to be chal, to make her usher the shuk, to make the initial zika, you need if ain kedushin taisim, it can't be chal. And am I you're going to do essay doicha? You're not doing an essay b'shas, the original nefila. You're not doing an essay until the bia. Sandy, why you look like you're going to shoot me?
No, what about the other arayos, the chayvei krisos? The Gemara assumed that we will do essay doicha l'zasa.
That's you're right. You're right. That's why I said parshim shah. In other words, let me say what he said. In other words, in Svara, Tavis is not so Pashit, because you could hear that since you could have, if Tavis didn't have a Rai from a Gemara, you could give a very, very simple Svara. And if I care, that's the Pashtus, that in order to be for the Zika to be Chal, Zika, there's no Yibum unless there's a Zika. Zika is a quasi marriage. Zika is like a marriage. Yesh Zika, ain't Zika, whatever. Zika is like a marriage. So that if it's Lotatsi Bar Kedushin, so it's also Lotatsi Bar Zika. So
Rebbe's taking that as a pashtus, that a Zika can't be chal to a union where there's no Tfisus Kedushin?
Yes, that would be the pashtus. You want to argue, but that's a pashtus. So therefore, if that's a pashtus, that's more than just a pashtus. That's pashtus the maskana too, but that's not mean the pashtus. So therefore, lechayra tayvis kasha makes no sense, because at the time of the nefila, there's no kiyam mitzvah. The kiyam mitzvah is only a week later, a month later. So at that point in time, the nefila can't help. However, tayvis has a beferish a gemara backing him up, because the gemara on daf gimel is based. That's Akasha. Why did you need a law to tell me that there's no mitzvah yibum? Right, that's why I'm saying it's just, it's supposed to be a new sugya, but it's connected. The Gemara Nafgemo Amid Bay said, why do we need Allah to tell me that there's no Yibum, even if I for an Erba, an Achos Ishto, even without Allah, I would have known that there's no Yibum, because you can't, because Ainah say, Dechalosa say, Vasay, it's a Karis, and it's good Karis. And Gemara says, maybe you'll tell me that there is Yibum. I need Allah, because without Allah, I would say, Gemara Tainis, what do you mean? And that's the next, the whole few blocks, whether or not, Esay Deichalosa Shesh Bakaris or not. But the Gemara is clear. The whole Gemara on Gimel Mabay, Dawin, Hey, Bob, Zion, Ches, whatever, is that if Esay Deichalosa say Shesh Bakaris, so then without the Pasuk of Aleha, we would have said that Akos Ishto has Yibum, and therefore you need Aleha to pater it. That's the Farish of Gemara. So B'meida, this is Kasha, the tremendous Kasha, just like by Akos Ishto. The Gemara puts pretty clearly that if Esay would be Deichalosa say Sheyesh Bakaris, even though it's Lo Tatsi Bo Kedushin in Grunt, the din is that you could have a, you would have Yibum. So, and Rav Shimon says, what's Gupa the Hezber over there? So what does he say? Anyone know? That was under Shimon. I sent to you people. What does he say? What's Gupa the Hezber? How do you hold Gupa Kasha? How can you have Yibum based on Esay Deichalosa say, hi, the Zika can't be Chau? So what did he say? He said a radical Chiddush, which you know, I'm sure everyone agrees to. But that's what he said. What did he say? He could ask a kasha on the Gemara and Daf Gimel. What's on the Gemara and Daf Gimel? That if Esay would be Deichalosa Shesh Bakaris, there's Yibum. You can't have Zika. I think he asked that kasha. Pretty sure he asked that kasha. So what does he answer? He says, I don't have the Rav Shimon here. He says that the essay can be daicha, everything that you need in order to do the mitzvah, right? Didn't he say that? That the essay is daicha, essay daicha losa say, so it's daicha, whatever is necessary to be able to do the mitzvah.
Not at the right time, though. I thought the question was that it could be the 2 weeks before. She falls now, there's no mitzvah. I thought it has to be bas achas.
Okay, but he says, and maybe that's when to do a ma'isa aveira, I don't know, but to remove the Ein Tfisas Kedushin, you can do
the Ein Tfisas Kedushin is a function of the Isser itself.
What?
Like if you, the Ein Tfisas Kedushin is because of the Isser? Like the Isser is the Siva for the lack of Tfisas
Kedushin? That was also Rav Shimon.
But is that a Chakira too, that whether or not it's like the Ein Tfisas Kedushin is the Metzias or it's the Isser?
Right. So if you say
it's the Metzias, so then what do you do?
That's what he was doing. He says, if you say it's the Isser, so then it's not a problem, because since the Isser is going to go off, so there should be Tfisas, there can be Tfisas Kedushin, because there'll never be an Isser.
Oh, so he says you could do the Metzias?
The Rav Shimon was, the Rav Shimon has this Chakira, one of the most famous Chakiras. We're flying through the first day, we're flying through Mar Mikaimis. But Shimon had a chakira. Why is Ein Kedushin Toysen by Chayve Laden, by Chayve Krisis? That's going to be the chakira in this sugya. So we have to know, is it A causes B causes C, or A causes B and A causes C, right? Which says means as follows. The simple shot is the mitzias of the erva causes that if you have B with her, you get it, you're over a currents. The fact that you will be happy with the Yehovah Kares makes that it's a little topsy about Kedushin. So if you say that way, so Rav Shimon doesn't have a problem, because the only reason why it's a little topsy about Kedushin is because you can't have Bia. But since here, once you do the Bia, it'll be Esay Deichalos, Esay. So practically speaking, you could have the Bia. So Memeda, there's no reason why Kedushin shouldn't be Taifes. But Rav Shimon proves based on whatever proofs he brings, which is maybe debatable, that it's napshat that the Isser Bia causes the Itfisa's Kedushin, but Rav Shimon proves that the Erva causes Itfisa's Kedushin. Means the Erva causes an Isser Kares, and the Erva causes an Itfisa's Kedushin. It's not the Isser Kares that causes an Itfisa's Kedushin. I don't know if anyone is following, but I'm trying to think how there's what? Chayve Krisis, there's a Metzias of an Erva. That's A. She's an Erva. Now, there are two halachic dinim of an Erva. There are three. But we're leaving out Mamzer. There's three dinim of an Erva. One is, if you have bia with this lady, you're over Kares. Two is, Kedusha is not Taifes. And three is, the kids of Mamzer. So that we're leaving out Mamzer because that's not in the discussion. So Rav Shimon has a chakira. How does it work? Does the fact that she's an erva cause that if you have bia with her, you're over kares? Mm-hmm. The fact that you have bia with her, you're over kares, makes that you can't have kedusha and taifes because you can't marry a woman who you can't have bia with. So the erva directly doesn't make the kedushin not taifes. Firstly, it's a two-step process. First, the erva makes that if you have bia with her, you're over kares. Now that if you have bia with her, you're over kares, so then kedushin can't be taifes. If you say like that, so Rav Shimon says...
Is it saying this is a mechalik between Chayvei Lavin or Rabbanon and Chayvei Krisus?
Chayvei Lavin is...
Why does Chayvei Lavin work according to this logic?
Because Chayvei Lavin essays the Chalosa saying.
No, Chayvei Lavin, Rabbi Akiva.
We're in the Rabbanon. I'm not in Rabbi Akiva yet. In the Rabbanon, Chayvei Lavin is not an Erva. So
talking about Yibo or regular Kedushin?
Talk about anything. It's all about Yibam, Kedushin.
There's no Asay.
What?
Chayvei Lavin, there's no Asay in a regular Kedushin.
So what's up? But Kedushin is typeface, and in Chayvei Lavin, according to Rabbanan, it's not.
How did he understand Asay?
How do you understand that according to this Svara? This Svara says that the Lav, the curry, is it because it's a curry, and therefore it's more serious?
Yes.
It's only Lav, it's not so serious?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. A few yeses. Yes. How
did you understand that? Say the
according to the Rabbanan, let me say that because I'm afraid I'm losing people. I shouldn't have gone this, but once I did it, let me say it over. We have the Rabbanan Shita. The Rabbanan Shita is that Chayvei Krisus and only Chayvei Krisus cause that Ein Kedushin Tyson. Only Chayvei Krisus cause that your kid is a mamzer. Now, the question is, what is it about the fact that you're a kares, chayvei krisus, that makes it ain't kedushin taisin? So the Rav Shimon has a chakira. Is it a two-step process? This woman has some mystical kayach atumah. Because there's a kayach atumah, the Torah puts an iser kares. Now that there's an iser kares, that means you cannot be with her. And if you can't be with her, you're going to get mamish kares. Therefore, Kedushin will be when it's not Titans. So that's called A causes B and B causes C. A means that the mystical Kayach HaTumah causes the Isser Kares, and the Isser Kares causes Ein Kedushin Titans. The other side, which is what Rav Shimon claims is the Emes, is that A, the mystical Kayach HaTumah, causes if you have Bia with her, you get Kares. And also, A directly causes that Kedushin can't be Taifes. You can't be Kedushin Taifes
on
a woman that has a mystical Kayach HaTumah. It has nothing to do with the fact that you'll get Kares with the Bia.
So how does he understand? I say, don't close the for Kares. At that step, granted you take off Kares, but you...
That's an excellent question. He asked that question. That's what he asked. So he says that if you learn Shad, the first way, so then the Gemara on Daf Dawid makes sense, and Daf Gimel makes sense, that if Esay will be Daicha Lose Shesh Bakaris, so there's no Isser Bia, there's no Isser Bia by Yibum, so then you can have Kushin can be Taifes, so Zika can be Taifes. The Zika is on Kedushin. So the Zika by Yavama is Saifes because the mice said there won't be an Isser Bia because whenever you do Bia, it'll be Essay Dechanosa say. But if you learn Shat the other way, which is where he says the Maskana, so what does it help me that Essay Dechanosa say? And it's going to take off the Isser Bia, but the Maisa, there's a mystical Kayachatuma, which stops Visa's Kedushin. So why, right? How in the world does the Zika, how? So Shimon answers that the Essay Dechanosa say can take off whatever you need to take off to allow the mitzvah. So since the mystical Kayachatuma is what's stopping Tfisa's Kedushin, which is stopping Zika, which is stopping the mitzvah. So and we want the mitzvah. So the essay, Deichalotha say, will take off that problem too. That's what he says.
Even though it's not Basachas.
Even though it's not Basachas, because you're not doing an Avera right now. So it probably don't.
No, but I'm saying, how does the Zika chal initially?
The Zika is chal because at that, I'm saying it's called the essay, Deichalotha say.
Dase is not doing it. Rebbe started off the whole thing 10 minutes.
You're not being over. You only need Basachas when you're doing an Avera now, but you're not doing any Avera. There's no Avera being committed at the time.
Right now, when the Zika is chal, is there Tfisa's Kedushin on this woman or not?
Yes, there is because essay is doicha the los say the tumma.
He said it doesn't have to be at the time of the mitzvah.
It's for the sake of the essay, we're doicha. It's a future essay. I think the only time you need a vas achas is if you're doing an avera now, but you're not doing any avera now, so therefore you don't need a vas achas. I think that's what Rav Shimon says. Anyway, but getting back to here. I don't know, we got way confused, but Sandy is Pashas right. So we see from the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis that even if you have a full-fledged erva, even an erva of Chayve Krisis, if Esay is Deicha Losa say Sheyesh Bakares, then the Zika is Cha, whatever the answer to Rav Shimon's Kasha is, and you can have Mitzvah Yibum. That's Beferish in the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. So Rabbi Akiva's Chayve Lavim should be no worse. How can Rabbi Akiva's Chayve Lavim be worse than Kores in the Rabbanan? Just like Kores in the Rabbanan. If Essay would be Deichalos to say Sheesh B'Kores, you can have Mitzvah Yibum and the Zika will be Chow and you have Mitzvah Yibum in the future. So in Rabbi Akiva, where Essay is definitely Deichalos to say, because that's the din. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees, Essay Deichalel, so say. So why shouldn't we say that the Zika is Chal and you have a Mitzvah Yibum? That's Pashas Tavis is Kasha.
But why do we need this? The whole Gemara and Daf Gimel to say this point? Why can we say that, I would say, that a Svara to say that right in the Zika comes along because it sees a future, I say, being Deichalel, so say, and therefore Taisus understands that Zika is going to be chal because it sees an assay being dechalos assay without the whole Gemara.
As smart as you, and we would have said that's not such a good svara. I'm not arguing with you. You see what I'm saying? But you need the Gemara and that Gemara on my base to prove that svara. You didn't have the Gemara on my base. We would argue that svara, but the Gemara and Gemara on my base proves that svara. So therefore, Tavis has a tremendous kasha. And Tavis doesn't even answer it. Tavis leaves it Sarachian. Right? That's Tysus. Famous Tysus. Tavis leaves the Kasha Tsarachian. So let's try and do some, we'll finish the Bekias. So comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban answers Tavis's Kasha. So let's see the Ramban inside. I know you people have a Ramban. I hope you have a Ramban. I should have sent it to you. I'm sorry.
Did someone put it on the chat now? What's on? Has
it's only two lines. We can actually do it. If someone can some people, someone put it up? I'm sorry. So let's read the Ramban. Right? Is there mitzvah?
Which is Shemerba to Tfisa's Kedushin?
What?
he switches from erva on the havamina to tefisas kedushin.
Okay, let me read it. Right, is there mitzvah is there kedusha pinya kiva ban? The rakiva lo mitiavim kosher. Name of the osi essay v'dochi lo sasei. So afilu chay bekrisis lo tasi kedushin havamina to the yavim ilamishim the osi essay dochi lo sasei the kari. So he gufa brings Sandy's raya. Right, our type is gonna bring Sandy's raya. He's bringing Sandy's raya. That's the afilu chay bekrisis the habakdushin havil yavim. That's the gemara and gemara and beis. So he's strengthening the kasha with the raya from the gemara.
Yes, I put the link to Svaria on the chat.
What?
I'm just telling people I put the link to the Svaria of the Rambam on the chat.
Okay. Thank you. So thank you. Okay. V'yei shloimar. Then Rabbi Akiva gole rachmana barayim. V'hu adin achai ve'lavim. V'chol delotapsi bo kedushim. Mafkia Zika, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Akiva holds that if it's low topsy bokadushin, you can't have Zika. Even though the Rabbanan holds that if it's low topsy bokadushin, you could have Zika, because since Asay Daicha, you can have Zika. But Rabbi Akiva holds that there's somehow another, since it's a little topsy about Kedusha and you don't have Zika. Like, how did Kosha? Hi, Svara, hey, Cheshamina Akiva, the Machin Emine. So he says that there's some kind, in other words, he says that it sounds like he's saying the Gemara knows. How do they know? He doesn't know how they knew. Sounds like that they just knew that there's a basic machloikas in Svara. Between Rakiva and Rabban, right? That this svara of what Rav Shimon says basically, that if Esay Doicha Losa say, if Esay is Doicha the Erva with the Mitzias of the Erva of Lotatsi Bokdusha Mafkia Zika. So Rakiva holds that since the Maisa is Lotatsi Bokdusha, so you can't have Zika. And the Rabbanan hold you could have Zika, either because they hold that Zika and Kedushin are not connected, or like Rav Shimon says, because the essay is Deicha, the Erva, so we don't care. Right? But he says that's Gupa the Machloikas. That's what's wrong. Why, Danielle, you're looking so strange. You're looking like you're going to shoot me. Right? You know, he wants to say that the machlekes between Rekiva and Rabbanan is whether called it otapsi bo kedusha mafkia zika. It sounds like he's saying that, it doesn't sound like Rav Shimon, it sounds like he's saying that Rabbi Kiva holds that zika and kedushin are similar, and if there's no tefisas kedushin, there's no zika, and the Rabbanan holds that zika and kedushin are not similar. And
what,
therefore,
what the, Gemara, that the Gemara seems to hold what that, type, that what it has something to do with each other too. The Gemara on Daf Chaf uses Topsy Kedushin as the way to differentiate which Yivimto to apply to say the Yivimto that knocks you out of you and Chalitza for Kares, and the Yivimto of Yivim Acheres is the Chayv Yilavin because it's Topsy Kedushin, right? It's not like it's
the Gemara
is not completely disconnected.
The Rabbanan,
even the Rabbanan are masking to that.
Okay, I don't know.
So there's a Yerushalmi that says something similar too.
What it sounds like he's saying, the words he sounds like he's saying, is that the Rabbanan obviously hold that even though it's Lotafsi Bokadushin, you can have Zika. Because each visa's Kedushin and each Zika are not totally Zebizet. Now, either two choices, either because Zika and Kedushin are two different things, or it's because, like Rav Shimon says, because the essay is Deiche and makes it Zika Kemichau. I don't know which one he means. It doesn't.
Why does that work for Rabbi Akiva by Chavi Lavin?
But in Rabbi Akiva, somehow or another, the Gemara knows that he doesn't hold to that. So he holds.
Why is that so strange?
That Zika and Kedushin are in stira to each other. And the essay doesn't help you.
So the old Daf Gimel doesn't work according to Rabbi Akiva.
That's right. That's right. It doesn't work. The Marad Daf Gimel is in that Rabbi Akiva.
What did Taisus not know?
Taisus doesn't just answer that Rabban says. Pashas doesn't. It's not an answer. It's like a funny answer. Rabban answers it, but he needs it shared. So what kind of answer is this?
You know, the Rashba answers that.
I'm saying, so what are they arguing? So I'm asking you, what are they arguing?
The Rashba says about the Rambam. Taisus doesn't hold like
Rambam. I can't hear you. One second.
The Rashba says that Inhu Bikid the Rabbi Akiva, therefore they were new.
Yes. Okay, that's what we're saying. That they somehow knew. So it's a very strange. In other words, Rambam is saying a structure which is left sphere, which apparently Taisus didn't even entertain the structure, or didn't want to say because it's the Pashup Shah, you left sphere, so it's not a structure. The Ramban is saying a structure that the Gemara, there's two Sladin, there's two Svaras, and you can hear both Svaras. That whether can you have a Zika by a Chayve Krisis, by an Erva, which will be removed by Esei Daiche. So that he said, you could hear two Sladin. You could hear that you can't have a Zika. And you could hear you could have a Zika. So that the Gemara knows that that's a machlokes between Rekiva and Rabbanan. Rabbanan on that Gimel hold that you can have a Zika. And that's why the Gemara says that if Esei would be Daicha Lothay Shesh Bakares, it would be a Zika. But the Gemara knew that Rabbi Akiva held that even though Esei is Daicha, but for it you can't have a Zika because it's.
The way Rabbi Akiva is only coming after the Gemara, Daf Gimel, and Daf Ches. And even the Rabban says that it's the Goli Rochon of Ba'arayos. So Rabbi Akiva is coming after Daf Gimel and Daf Ches that already established that we're not going to say it's Esei Dov Kolos, say Sheish Bakares. And the Torah is Megala that by Krisos that there's that it is no even Bechlal. And he's tightened, sounds like the Rabban said, Rabbi Akiva would tighten it up, is that the Torah is being megala, that what's happening is that since there each is Kedushin, therefore there's no Yiva. So then if Rabbi Akiva is makish, like Lavin to Krisis, or says for whatever reason that he knows that the Chayvi Lavin or Domil Chayvi Krisis, then Rabbi Akiva just extends the Drusha by, like the Hekish for Achos Ishjo, and he's extending the Chayvi Lavin. Why is that? So that doesn't...
Like, isn't that making Rabban could
agree to the... But why Kedushin. Do you... Where does he get to learn that way? Because
Pashas well, he has time. A drasha. If Rabbi Akiva has his drasha that says Lavin or like Krisos, and we have the and the Gemara's darshan and the Gemara establishes that Chayvei Krisos are not knockout evil altogether. So it's how and yeah, if
exactly they understand because Ein Esei Daicha Lothay Sheish Bekares.
But if Rabbi Akiva has a basis to say that Lavin are like
how Krisos, do you know that who are then Chayvei Lavin?
Because Rabbi Akiva has another drasha that
is totally different. You see in Taisus that they're totally different. So that's right. That's the question. Taisus says clearly that if you would be daiche, then there's no problem. It's only because you're not daiche. So where do we get a right to say that Rabbi Akiva, there's no difference whether it's daiche or not daiche?
Isn't it important to say that it's connected?
What?
Isn't it possible to say? It isn't necessary to say that the two things are connected, meaning we don't want to make two machlokes mishum Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. That somehow, because of the fact he holds that Chayvei Lavin are not Taisus and Kedushin, that's the same reason he says what he's saying by Yibam. Or else, where you're making two machlokes and not necessarily that, how do we know it even? So we have to understand why that's true, right? Don't we really have to understand why it's true that by Chayvei Lavin don't work by Kedushin and Taisus, and then maybe we can understand why what the application is to Yibam?
Okay, I don't know. I don't think that's the way my recollection is that's not the way they go. The Rosh Hashivas go.
Rabbi, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara Daf Chav gets the Horavi Rachmani of him to Mamros, Bistavro Chavi Lavin, Tafsi Bukudushin. According to Rabbi Akiva, that step's going to fail because he says they're not Tafsi Bukudushin, right? So according to Rabbi Akiva, it should come out if you follow that step. That both Chayvei Lavin and Chayvei Krisis are in, you can't distinguish, and they should both be out when you put the pasuk for Chayvei Aseh, right?
Yeah.
So then, okay, so then you say that you have a basis to say that to extend the Jesus Kitis Kedushin.
We are getting out of Cheshbon because of the Gemara.
Yeah, but there are other indications of the Masechta that there's such a. It's not like it's coming out from outer space that there's no basis to say Tis Kedushin.
The Avne Meluim answers Tavis's Kasha. Did you see how he answers it?
No.
Okay, so you maybe look because he might. I don't remember. I don't remember if he said something like you're saying. I don't remember. I think it's there. It could be it's something like you're saying. Could be not. But anyway, this is the big limo there. What is the Ramban Svara? Okay, what are the two logics? What is the in other words, you know, understanding the Svaras. Let's just summarize. So we have what comes out that Tavis takes on as a Dover Pashit, that if Esay Zaychalosa say, then Kedushin is Tavis, Zika is Tavis, you can have Zika. And the Ramban is Gupa saying that Shaita is a Machlekes Rikin Rabban. But we have two ways of reading the Ramban. Does he mean the Machlekes is without Esay Deicha? And the Machlekes is with the cloud, does the Machlekes Rishayim, whether Zika and Itvises Kedushin are the same thing? Or, of course, Zika and Itvises Kedushin are the same thing. And when he's saying the Machlekes is with Esay Deicha. Yeah, I like to. You have two choices. In other words, when he says Rabbanan hold, then even though that there is an autopsy about Kedushin, you can have Zika. Is that because of Esay Deicha, or that even without Esay Deicha? So that we have to see what the Ramban means. Okay.
All right. What about also the Rabbanan could change before and after also, no? Like what? The Rabbanan, it could be the Rabbanan also maybe initially held before all the drashas they held that you.
Okay, that's oh. your pshat. Okay, I'm not working with your pshat yet. Okay, anyway, I think there's a Birka Shmuel here. We'll see. We'll have to see. Right? I think there's a Birka Shmuel. No, I think so. Okay, anyway, we'll see. Yashikayach, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I, Rabbi, what are the two Chavis Arutz that Rabbi mentioned in the Maamar Chaimus?
You look at them; they're very. One of them he quotes Rav Shimon, and the other one.
One is going on this Avne Miluim, the same Avne Miluim.
He quotes the Avne Miluim, yes. So that's right. I forgot it. One of them was on the Rav Shimon's that basic Hakira, whether the what makes each visa's kedushin, and one was on the.
I have to check my bookshelf if I have Kovitz Arutz. I think I might.
Okay. All right. Shikayach, everybody. Okay.